Welcome to Why the Supernatural is Natural and Your Life is a Lie. I hope you enjoy today's podcast, which will include two stories, one of them being The Man from Torrid and the other, The Chillingham Castle. I hope you enjoy not only this podcast, but many others uploaded later on. We will upload regularly every weekend. Hope you enjoy.
I will be telling the first story. This story is called The Man from Torrid, also known as The Man Without a Country. Now, this is more of a conspiracy theory type thing because it is possible evidence of parallel universes. So it was July 1954. We don't know which day because we can't just go back to 1954 like this. Or can we? Anyway, though, a man arrived at Tokyo International Airport for a business trip. Nothing strange so far, right? Anyway, he handed over his passport to be stamped, and the immigration officer noticed something weird. The passport was issued in a country called Torrid, which didn't exist. It looked real, though. It had stamps to travel for his travel to Japan and other European countries, which implies he had been there before, which is also quite weird. But he also had various European currencies. Because of the country not existing, though, he was to be interrogated. So he's trying to explain the authenticity of his country. He tells officers that it's between Spain and France, and that it existed for 1,000 years. When given the map, he pointed to a place called Andorra and asked why it was called that on this map. Because, you know, in his mind, it was called Torrid. So he asked airport officials to call his company, his hotel, and his bank. Neither the company nor the hotel had heard of him, and the bank, much like his country, did not exist. The officers thought that something was up, and I feel like most people would at this point. They put the man in a room while officials were going to try to figure out exactly what to do about this and how to contact authorities. Want to know the weirdest part of all, though? When they came back to the room that he was held in, he was just gone. There was multiple guards at the door, and the room was several stories up, so he couldn't have escaped those ways. But he had somehow just vanished. This man was never seen again. His credentials and personal documents also vanished from the airport security room that same day. There are a few theories about the ordeal, the first being that this man was an extraterrestrial. Others say that he could be an interdimensional being, or that there was a temporary dimensional rift. I think that the last one makes the most sense, or to me at least. I feel like if this guy was an alien or some type of being, he wouldn't be so set on Torrid existing. But at the same time, he could have. Maybe he didn't know he switched, or maybe he just, you know, was going with the country so that he wouldn't be found out. But anyway, I personally don't think those are as likely, just because he seemed so normal. He could have easily just been in his dimension, maybe on a plane going to Japan at the same time as one in this dimension was. Maybe he managed to cross over somehow. The realities just shifted. This would also make up the reasoning for his disappearance. From how he was transported to another reality, the parallel universe had to correct the mistake it had made. But I am definitely not an expert on this. It's kind of interesting, though, because this wasn't the only time that a situation like this happened. Another man, Joseph Boria, I'm sorry, I didn't know if I was pronouncing that right, so if I didn't, I'm sorry, but he arrived in a small village in the district of Liebes near Frankfurt, which is in Germany, in 1850, a little over 100 years before the Torrid incident even happened. Joseph claimed he was from Lexaria. He said Lexaria was in... That doesn't make sense what I wrote. I'm sorry. I just wrote, he said that it was an unreal continent. I'm sorry. That doesn't make sense. Okay. He said that it was a continent. Huh?
Continent?
Oh, he said it was on an unreal continent. I'm sorry if I just messed up this entire podcast. But called Sacria, this man claimed, I just said clammed. I'm fucking this up so bad. That he was visiting his long lost brother and that his last memory was being shipwrecked. He didn't know where he was shipwrecked, nor could he locate his voyage on the maps. When he explained the world, he had vast geographical knowledge, just not of Earth's geography, because he spoke of a different world, with 5 continents. You know, we have like 7. But anyway, I don't think he disappeared like the man from Torah did. I couldn't find anything about that happening. But it definitely seems like another temporary dimensional rift, or a not-so-temporary one in his case. Honestly, I feel like he's more likely to be an extraterrestrial than the man from Torrid. But in the end, no one really knows. Maybe we never will. But it just seems so far-fetched. But it doesn't seem so far-fetched to me. That's my story.
My story is about the Chillingham Castle. This 12th century stronghold became known as the Chillingham Castle in 1344. Ever since, the bloodline has remained. Many executions were held for high treason. Chillingham Castle holds some of the largest levels of paranormal activity in the country. Not only were there executions, but there were murders almost everywhere on castle grounds. Some people say the Chillingham Castle was meant for one thing, killing. On the walls of the dungeon, prisoners would mark to see how long they had left. They were even pushed down a 20-foot deep hole where they had their arms and legs broken and couldn't crawl out. They were left for dead. Some died from injury. Some died from starvation. The prisoners would even eat chunks of flesh from themselves or other prisoners to try and prolong their life. Prisoners were tortured. There were barrels filled with spikes, where prisoners were pushed into the barrels, and every time they'd move, the spikes would tear at their skin, causing them to thrash more in pain. They were even placed with cages on their stomachs, where starving rats were trapped inside, and the only way for them to escape were to chew through the person's stomach. Some people were burned alive in a courtyard, and if they had children, then their children would watch them burn, and then afterwards were brutally murdered. Some of the children were as young as a year old. There are many ghosts living in the Chillingham Castle, but I'm only able to list 2. One of them being the White Pantry Ghost. In the pantry room of the castle, a pale, thin woman begs for water. Some tourists have caught pictures of her on their cameras. Some even say that her husband poisoned her, but they are not sure. The second one being Blue Boy. Visitors of the tower say they hear a boy screaming from inside of a room known as the Pink Room. When construction workers found the boy stuck inside of a wall with a man, they had noticed that all of the boy's fingers, including his hand, were broken, indicating that he broke his hand trying to escape from inside the wall. Turns out both the boy and the man had died from starvation. That is all of the information that I was able to gather on the Chillingham Castle. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and enjoy every other podcast after this one. Goodbye.